Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. This episode is brought to you by the Revolutionizing Parenthood Conference, a first-of-its-kind parenting conference in the Philadelphia area that I am co-organizing with my friend and colleague, Ashley Albrecht. My dear friend, Dr. Shefali, will join us as the keynote speaker, and I, along with the amazing colleagues in my professional community, we'll be offering various breakout sessions covering a wide variety of topics that parents struggle with in their families. Tickets are on sale now at the early bird discount. For more information, visit www.revolutionizingparenthood.com. And now, just for my listeners, you can get $25 off your ticket price. When you register, just put in discount code PODCAST25 to get your $25 coupon. Hello, and welcome to episode 417. Today, we are looking at verse 28 of the Parents' Tao Te Ching. Verse 28, transforming the world. The world insists on achievement and progress, and it is full of enmity and strife. Can you see all this and still help your children maintain their trust and hope and peace? Can you accept the world as it is, yet live according to a different standard? Can you let your children see a way of living that transforms, heals, nurtures, and loves? If you complain about politics and gripe about taxes and stew about the sorry state of things, your children will learn to whine instead of laugh. If you can see in every moment a chance to live and to accept and to appreciate, your children will transform the world. Oh my, I love this one just as much as I love all the other verses. I know I say this every week. This particular verse reminds me of what I have learned from Dr. Shefali, who talks very often about the form and formlessness of the world. So the form of the world is the house we live in, the car that we drive, the job that we have, our last name, our zip code, what kind of clothes we wear, what kind of food we eat. That's the form of this world. It's very materialistic and physical. The formless of the world is our connection to ourselves, to our inner knowing, to our hearts, our connection to our loved ones, our connection to all others, to nature, to animals, to children, all of those things. And when this verse says the world insists on achievement and progress and it's full of enmity and strife, the world is very ego-based. It's very form-based, and it's very based in achievement and progress and status. And we can get hung up on that or hung up in those things and stuck on them and value them and think that that's what life is all about. But really, the deeper part of life is about, like I said, Dr. Shefali always teaches, our connection to ourselves and other people and animals and the planet and nature and to our higher selves. And so Dr. Shefali talks about it like playing with form. Can we must live in the world of form. We have to have a house. Well, theoretically, we have to have a house. We have to have clothes. We have to have a job. We have a last name. So there are certain things. We might drive a car. We, you know, have certain kind of furniture. So we do live in the world of form. But if we only live in the world of form and don't have a connection to our formless selves, then we will find that we're very stressed and status-driven and competitive. And that's not really, it doesn't really feel good to live that way. So can we be connected to the formlessness of ourselves and play in the world of form? That's what Dr. Shefali talks about a lot, and I really love that. Can we play in the world of form? We live in the world of form, so there's no way of not participating in it to some level. But can we participate in it knowing it's kind of false in a way, if that makes any sense? Can we participate in it without getting overly hung up on having designer furniture or buying the bigger house or buying the fancy car because our neighbors will like it better and they'll be more impressed by us? Can we more make choices that feel good to us, that are in alignment with who and what we are, and not worry so much about what other people think or how we're impressing others or anything like that? That's kind of what I think about this verse. And if we can learn to live like that, where we play in the form of the world, but yet we are connected to our formlessness, and we understand that connection, we understand what that is, and we can model that for our children, we and our children really will change the world. I think that the younger generation is already growing up disillusioned by the attachments to materialism that were a big thing when I was growing up in the 80s. It was all about get more, and status, and our country was thriving economically, and so it was very, very form-based back then. But I find that younger people, I'm just speaking in broad terms here, making generalizations, but it seems to me that younger people have a much healthier understanding of the form versus the formlessness. They seem to, of the young people that I've met and spoken to and those that I know, they seem to be more interested in experiencing life than collecting a lot of things and possessions. They don't want big fancy houses. They don't want lots and lots of material things. They want to live life. They want to connect to their friends and their loved ones. They want to go out and do things. And I think it's really beautiful. So I think that shift is already happening. And I love this book or this verse because it's really pointing us in that direction and encouraging us to continue moving in that direction, living in the form-based world, but playing with it and not taking it too seriously, but maintaining our connection to the formless aspect of ourselves. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a playful day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.